USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump claims the federal whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal is nowhere to be found.
I called him the fake whistleblower. He gave the fake report of my phone call. And when I did it, all of a sudden, when I released that call, all of a sudden everybody disappeared. The whistleblower disappeared. Whatever happened to the second whistleblower?
Talking with reporters at the White House, the president says the name of the anonymous whistleblower should be revealed. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is visiting with foreign leaders in Germany to commemorate the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
So, here we are on this three-decade anniversary, celebrating a monumental victory for mankind's natural longing for freedom.
Pompeo also visited the new synagogue, the most important Jewish church in the capital of Germany. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SHIP to 84888. And now for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SHIP to 84888. That's keyword SHIP to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released the latest report on the number of deaths and lung injuries associated with e-cigarette use or vaping. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The CDC reports the number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Unfortunately, 39 people have died from this condition as of November 5th, and we are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
Consumer sentiment is slightly up from last month. The University of Michigan's early readings on consumer attitudes find positive signs looking towards November as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie speaking ahead of Veterans Day about the state of care for veterans.
Under President Trump, our veterans are voting with their feet. This year of 2019, we have already had 3 million more appointments at VA than we did last year. I think the president's record speaks for itself. I will tell you, I'm a pretty good historian, and I grew up in this world. There has never been a president who has given this much attention to America's veterans or allowed for more transformation to go on in the lives of veterans in this department.
Three more toys have been added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars and trucks, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says of the Matchbox cars and trucks,
"We like to think of each car as a key to discovery and the freedom to explore the world."
The three inductees this year were selected from 12 finalists, which had met basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, located in Rochester, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.